You're listening to Byline on WFPL. We're going to turn now to the aforementioned Mary Beth Schneider from the Indianapolis Star. Mary Beth, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Haven't had you on for a while. Good to hear from you again.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a lot going on.
Oh, I know. Let's start. We were talking with Jim Carroll, you may have heard, about Governor Mitch Daniels accepting the presidency at Purdue, of course, when his term is up as governor in January. That came as quite a surprise to some folks.
Yeah, it had been rumored about for a while, but a couple things seemed to argue it against it. One was that the timing, you know, you would think would not work out. But so they made him president-elect and have an interim with somebody else filling in until he finishes his term. And then this whole idea of Mitch Daniels not being involved in partisan politics. When he said that, I tweeted out, holy moly, because I've been covering politics for a long time, and Mitch Daniels has been a part of that all this time. Even when he was at Eli Lilly, he was still somebody who would frequently comment on politics, be involved in political events. The thought of the Indiana Republican landscape without Mitch Daniels as a active player is hard to get used to, and I think it's hard for him to get used to, too, because even though he said he's not going to make partisan statements, he could not resist yesterday when he put out a statement about the health care decision talking about repeal.
So, that's going to be kind of hard to avoid over the next
It's got to be very hard to avoid, yeah.
Now, under law, will he be able to lobby the legislature when he takes office at Purdue?
Actually, yeah, there's a lot of disinformation about this. There is this one-year cooling off period that when you leave the administration, you aren't supposed to lobby, but that applies to lobbying the executive branch. It does not apply to lobbying the legislative branch. And in addition, when I actually went back and read the law, there are some exceptions for higher education too and a couple other areas. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. And it will, however, be pretty interesting. I mean, he did call for tightening belts, cut budgets, you know, to control the budget. And when he's a president of a university, you do wonder if sometimes he might have a different viewpoint.
Now, I watched his introduction at Purdue the other day. Glowing remarks by members of the Board of Trustees, the vote to hire him.
Might be the
yeah, really. Unanimous vote. But there have been some concerns have been raised elsewhere about his qualifications for the job, being a government person versus an academic person.
Yeah, you know, though, I understand those, but the job, he's not teaching classes.
Yeah.
And he will be a figurehead, a spokesman, a money raiser, a direction setter. I think you'd be hard-pressed to really say that being a governor doesn't fit you for those roles. That's without saying whether he's still the best choice, but that's not at issue. The weather is he qualified? And yeah, he's qualified. Now, clearly, though, some people are very unhappy about this. There was a dean up there had told the Lafayette paper yesterday that she'd been going to give $1 million, and now she's not. I'm amazed a dean has $1 million to give.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, they aren't going to get it because she's so upset about the choice of Daniels.
Of course, he's leaving in January, and the race is on for to replace him. Republican Mike Pence, Democrat John Gregg. And is the guy from Survivor still in the race?
Yes, he is. Rupert Bonham.
Yeah, Libertarian candidate.
Yep.
So how are we looking in that race? Has there been any polling as to who's got the edge?
No, not that I'm aware of any polling, but I think that even the Democrats would say that Mike Pence would be considered the favorite at this point. Now, it's June, and I do caution people. I don't like to make predictions about political races in June, but it definitely is the Republicans have an advantage. Mike Pence is very well-known. He's extremely well-funded. The Democrats are trying hard. I think of the two convention speeches that they gave, John Gregg actually gave the better speech. But you don't win much by having a great speech in front of your own party. So John's going to have to really get out there and make his case.
Now, it's been this kind of broke earlier in the year, I guess. So a couple of major accounting errors or computer glitches, and this involves some like $500 million total in tax money. An investigation is being launched into these?
Yes, the first error was announced back with a lot of ha 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 back in December, like this was really funny that they discovered that there was corporate e-money sitting around unaccounted for, and that was around $300,000+ that had been accumulating, and when it finally started accumulating in large sums, it got noticed. And the estate acted then like, what a great thing, we now have money. Well, Democrats acted as if this was the worst thing ever, because this all was accumulating at a time when budgets were being cut, including to schools. Now, schools, the administration would say, well, even if we'd known about this, we still would have had to make those cuts because the bottom was falling out on revenue. Still, the Democrats said at the time that there needed to be an investigation. Republicans blew them off. And then, lo and behold, it turns out there was another big error where counties were shortchanged, and counties have been really hurting for revenue, particularly since not only the recession but the property tax caps. And so this money was going staying in the state coffers when it should have been going to the counties. At that point, the state said, we will have an independent audit. So now that's taking place, and we'll find out what happens later this year. First, they're looking at the auditing group, I think it was Deloitte, is looking at what are the systems in place, what are the problems, and then they'll look at how those things worked.
All right. We're out of time, Mary Beth. Unfortunately, Mary Beth Schneider with the Indianapolis Star. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Byline on WFPL.